Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host today is Pastor Butch Paul, as we bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Tuesday, October 13th, 2020. Good afternoon, Butch.
Hello, Melody. How are you doing today?
I'm doing just great. Thank you very much. We have Greg Hunter joining us today.
Okay, great. Yeah, he's always good.
Yes, and he'll be joining us here in just a few short minutes. So let me go ahead and start the market report. We've got gold down today. Had a little bit of pullback. Came back about $10 from the low. But we're still looking at down $27 today at $1,895. Silver was down almost 4%. It came back from the low. And New York spot price after market is $24.26. Platinum was down $6 at $872. Palladium was down $106 at $2,354. The USDX today, I am assuming it was stronger, and it was, by 0.46 at 93.50. Crude oil was up 80 cents at 40.23. And the paper markets today... You know, that's one thing when it's hectic here. I don't get a chance to follow it. The Dow came back also a little bit from the lows of the day, down 110 points at 28,727. The NASDAQ was down 12 points at 11,863. And these numbers are changing as I'm speaking, but I just wanted to make sure I get the numbers in so we could connect with Greg Hunter here in just a few minutes. The S&P was down 22 points at 3,511. So the Dow came back down 157. NASDAQ down 12. 10-year yield 0.73%. And, you know, not a lot of change in the European markets. And, you know, some of the things we're going to talk about today and some of the headlines, again, bankruptcies are beginning to pile up in North America's energy sector in this third quarter. Bank stocks didn't do so well today. Again, with the hope of stimulus, and I think we have Greg Hunter. You know, people on Wall Street still hoping for stimulus is going to be coming through. So, Butch, do you want to say anything before we bring on
Mr. Greg Hunter? You go right ahead. There's a lot to talk about, but let's give Greg the floor because he's the one that brings in all kinds of information for
us. He's fabulous. All right, ladies and gentlemen, I want to welcome Greg Hunter to the program. Make sure you visit his website at usawatchdog.com. Good afternoon, Greg. Welcome to the program.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Doing great, thanks.
We always appreciate you taking the time out to spend with us this hour.
Well, it's always good to be here, I got to tell you. There's so much going on. It used to be you'd get a big story, you know, every 2 or 3 months. Now you get a big story every 2 or 3 hours.
True.
So, yeah.
So what do you want to start with? What story would you like to
start
with?
Well, I'll tell you what I want to start with. Somebody wrote me a commenter that comments on my site all the time and says, wow, look at this. It says, Donald Trump retweets this tweet by this guy, Oscar the Midnight Rider. Now, Donald Trump has, 80, let's go look at it, let's make sure we get this right. So Donald Trump has 87.2 million people. Now, there is, everybody thinks that maybe that Donald Trump just does whatever he wants. And he does do whatever he wants, but he does, you don't have a Twitter page at with 87.2 million people. That's more than ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, Fox, Wall Street Journal, New York Times, LA Times, USA Today. That's more than all of them together. Okay?
It is amazing.
You don't put out something on your 87.2 million follower Twitter page unless he says to somebody, wow, check this out. Now, sure, he can say, I had a great time, you know, with the governor of South Dakota at Mount Rushmore. No problem. Gets that. He's not a stupid guy. But you don't put out something like this unless you ask somebody or you know that there's something to it. I know, big buildup, right? Oscar, then this is on Donald Trump. I'm sitting on his Twitter page seeing it right now. So he's retweeted this. This is October 12th. This is yesterday. hit. It's from a guy by the name of Oscar the Midnight Rider 111. I know it's a big, explosive, whatever melody. And so my wife's here. Is that because we were just sitting here going, did she forget? Did I not confirm? Anyway, so here's what it says. And there's a picture of SEAL Team 6 on it. Hidden Biden and Obama may have had SEAL Team 6 killed. Explosive. CIA whistleblower exposes Biden's alleged role with the death of SEAL Team, claims to have documented proof. Explosive. CIA whistleblower's got a picture of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 of the team. You know, they were shot down with an RPG at low altitude. You know, just about everybody, I think, just about everybody on the team died. There may have been one or two that were wounded or weren't there or whatever. Again, explosive. CIA whistleblower exposes Biden's alleged role with full interview of CIA whistleblower Alan Harrow Parrott, interviewed by Charles Woods, that's Ty Woods' father, I believe, and Nicholas Noe, surfaced on Sunday. Now, this is, again, on President Trump's official 87.2 million follower Twitter page. Wow. So some people say, does it have legs? Is this true? Well, somebody in the Trump administration, including the president, thinks there's something to this.
Wow.
So all terrible. I'm telling you is it true? I don't know. But I would say the people in the White House have a little better intel than I have. And they put it on their Twitter page.
Yeah, I can't remember what the story circulated when those guys died.
A lot of people thought they were murdered. A lot of people thought they were set up. A lot of people thought this. Now, you'll know if this is true. Here's how you're going to know this is stone cold busted true. Okay? Ready?
Right.
You wait. The mainstream media, this is too good for them not to, to go after and to debunk and make the president out like a kook.
Yeah, true.
So when you hear the crickets on this and nobody talking about it, you'll know it's true. Hey, where's the New York Times? This is a tremendous story. Where's the Wall Street Journal? Where's it's like they released the handwritten notes of Brennan. Anybody reporting on that? Oh, no. They won a Pulitzer for saying the president was an asset of the Russians. Anybody, when all the documents come out, and here's the short, long explanation of all the declassified documents, it proves they knew the dossier was a piece of garbage. Everybody knew it. They knew it was a scam instituted by Hillary Clinton to take the heat off her private server. This is what's in the notes, folks, the handwritten notes. The President Obama knew. You see any of the media covering that? What a story. Holy cow, that makes Watergate, as I've said a million times, it makes Watergate look like a squirt gun a fight in a little, you know, a foot-deep pool between a couple of two-year-olds. And now we have this tweeted out by Donald Trump. And this was yesterday. Did you see the mainstream media jump all over this and go, oh, my gosh, this president has a tinfoil hat on his head. You see anybody doing that?
No, and they certainly had the opportunity to. They bring out everything else.
Yeah. He just accused the vice president who's running for president and his former boss having SEAL Team 6 killed.
Wow, and that's not making any news anywhere.
It's on his. It's on. I'm sitting on twitter.com/realDonaldTrump. Don't let me take my word for it. Go. It's up there pretty high. You know, you go on there, you get on there. You know, you could scroll down. I mean, he's got. You know, this is him. This is 87.2 million followers. You scroll down, and it's not, you know, you make about three or four turns on the wheel. Whoop, boom, there it is. You can't miss it. There's a team of of soldiers with their faces blurred out. And it's from Oscar the Midnight Rider 1111. That's it. Lie by omission, folks, boys and girls. That's how you know it's real. That's how you know the mainstream media, which is really not even media, they're mainstream propaganda. They're just propaganda arms of the.
Yes.
I mean, really,
yes.
it's I will tell you, and folks, I used to work at ABC News, and I did investigative reporting, and I worked at CNN. And both were the same. Actually, CNN, this is going to shock people, CNN was a little more difficult than ABC News to get stuff on the air. Anonymous source, get out of my office. Are you nuts? So you're going to go after somebody with one anonymous source? Yeah. Or how about, well, hey, how about 10 anonymous sources? Oh, tell you what, you don't have enough anonymous sources. I need 10 of them. They would tell me that they would check my temperature and tell me, I would risk getting another contract. That would scare them. If I did that on CNN, oh my gosh, you had three towers to get past with CNN, and I did some pretty heavy stuff, right? You had to get by standards, okay, and practices. That's the image of, do we take our fly swatter and is this worthy of putting out to millions of people? Is this the right thing to do? You know, is the right thing to do? It always came, is it true? And then the next question is, can you prove it? And who's going to bite down on this? And there's no way I could put together any major story about depleted uranium munitions or the 9/11 being a Superfund site that they killed at ABC. They wouldn't let me do it. And everybody needed a mask. Everybody needed a. At the very least, everybody needed. This is according to the top workplace hazard doctor in the country at Caesar Sinai Hospital. Everybody needed a respirator that would filter down to 5 microns, not a little mask on your face like the stupid things you're seeing now. That was totally worthless. Within 1 mile, 20 blocks of 9/11. That's what you needed. And, of course, nobody had that. What happened? All the dogs died. You know, hundreds of people got sick. Many people died. You know, they didn't have the proper protection. He really said you need to be in a hazmat suit, 20 block radius. Hazmat suit. But nope. Anyway, so the long and short of it is that the amount of, if I had an anonymous source, they'd say, okay, great, you got an anonymous source. Who is it? I'd have to tell my boss. There's no way I could sit there and go, I can't tell you. Oh, bull pucky, you're going to tell me. Number one. Number two, you better get two other people that don't know each other to bite down on this. That's what they were told me. Now imagine this whole thing. Remember the thing that got Comey, you know, Comey and his professor buddy, and you know, remember all that and how he got Mueller in. Can you imagine the phone call? I think it was at New York Times or Washington Post. You know, where the reporter, I got this. You walk in the office. You know, this is where they. Hey, I got this story. It's about the president, obstruction of justice, which is total farce. And now we know the whole Mueller investigation, as I said from the beginning, was illegitimate. They made it up. They completely made it. The documents totally prove they made it up, and it was inspired by Hillary and the whole spying on the president, the whole Steele dossier, the whole premise. All made up, totally all made up. And remember, they did a story with an anonymous source. So can you imagine walking in my boss's office going, hey, boss, I'm going to do a story about the president of the United States. Let's call it Obama. And he's obstructing justice. Who's your source? I can't tell you. Okay. But I got a document. Great. Let's see it. I don't have it. They're going to read it to me on the phone. Oh, all systems go. Trash President Obama all you want. Do you think that would have happened?
No.
That's what happened with the president and Comey. That's what happened. And it was either the New York Times or Washington Post, or both. I mean, they're both insidious, awful propaganda arms of, you know, they're just awful. But anyway, so the SEALs, back to the SEAL Team 6. So this broke yesterday. Has that been all over the air on mainstream media?
I haven't heard a peep.
Of course you haven't. That's how you know it's true.
No, and the SEAL Team 6 that died, they were the ones that were supposedly had killed Osama bin Laden. That's what
yes.
it was
correct.
About.
Correct. And they were flying low, and then they had these stupid orders where if you know, you couldn't shoot anybody unless they were actually firing on you. So if they were holding up an RPG, you couldn't shoot at them, which is what hit them. I think knocked them out was an RPG through the mountains. You couldn't shoot at them unless they fired on you. Well, too late. Bye-bye. I mean, they had these ridiculous, rules of engagement. You know, it's like some of these stupid Democrats want the police to have no protective gear. So you're going to take the police officer's bulletproof vest off him and his Kevlar helmet? You're going to take that off him? Really? Mm-hmm. Anyway, but that's how you know this is
true.
Folks, go on the real. It's https://twitter.com/realDonaldTrump. Go in there and see it for yourself. They're talking about the allegations of Biden and Obama gave the may have had the SEAL Team 6 killed, and this is a CIA whistleblower by the name of Alan Harold Parrott.
Wow,
that's unbelievable.
Wow. We already know
what's going on. There's something that's going on.
We already know Bin Laden was dead long ago before that.
It's only out to 87.2 million people. That's certainly not a story for the press to kind of run that down and see if that's tinfoil hat stuff. Why aren't they doing it?
That would defeat their purpose.
Well, yeah, their purpose is, that's what I'm saying. And I told people this a long time, you want to know what's going on, go and spend time on the president's. Now, listen, he's going to talk his book, right? But you know, don't get the filters from, the weasel propaganda media. Listen, the propaganda media, and this is the thing about the propaganda media, what their power has always been is you have to believe they're going to tell you the truth. And they're not going to leave anything out, and they're not going to lie by omission. And if, they miss something, that's just an honest mistake. You have to believe that. Do you think that's what we have now in the media?
Absolutely no.
No, I mean, so they've lost their power. You have to believe they're gonna be an honest broker of the objective truth, right? I mean, that's why I always give this stuff about the economy. I don't know if the Trump administration follows me or not or whatever, but I'm sure they get cringed, when I'm telling them 60-something million people have filed for unemployment since the last week in February, and that the unemployment rate is no 8%. It's more like 28% on shadowstats.com. And we're, and the Republicans, they're offering $1.8 trillion, and Nancy Pelosi is shutting them down. Now the Democrats are telling Nancy, take the deal. I mean, it's pretty sad when the conservative people in Congress are offering $1.8 trillion on top of the other trillions already given, and the crazy spenders is $2.2 trillion. I mean, so what could go wrong?
What's going to go wrong is we're heading into a break. We ran out of time in this first segment.
Wow.
So everyone, stay tuned. We'll be right back. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE Talk CommonSenseTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom. I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul, and our special guest today is Mr. Greg Hunter from USAWatchdog.com. Please make sure you visit his website. During the break, we continued our conversation, and there's some additional information I know Greg would like to share with you. So I'm just going to let Greg take it away.
Well, we're talking about what a real story is. And so here's this thing that just broke. We told you about that, about the allegations retweeted on the president's 87 million. I mean, would I like to have him retweet something that I said? Oh, my gosh. Yes. Right? You got airplane 87 million people. Again, it's huge. It's bigger than all the mainstream propaganda outlets, newspaper and video and cable and all combined, by then some. And so, this is... Another story that I'm covering is all this declassification, and now we know beyond anything, in their own words, Brennan, the head of the CIA, not some small dope by some dweeb, some intern, some CIA officer that just went off the No. This is his briefing notes to the president. It was a Hillary's idea, and it was to take heat off her private server. And people, let me let you understand about this private server deal. And it wasn't just like, I want a private server because, I want to talk about what I want to talk about, and I don't want any embarrassing thing. No, stop it. Stop. Let's talk about the Secretary of State. More important than the Vice President, unless the President dies, and then the Vice President, assumes a role. So that's a very key position. And I'm not minimizing Mike Pence at all. But I'm talking day-to-day role. You got the Secretary of State in his or her, in this case, Mike Pompeo's day-to-day role. He is interfacing with the 70,000 employees around the world, with our allies and our adversaries alike. He's talking to the CIA, the NSA, the White House, all of his employees around the world, and, the FBI. I mean, the Pentagon, okay, the Department, the DIA, Defense Intelligence Agency. That was Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. So whoever's got that role. Now, this is Secretary of State is interfacing with, including the president, with direct conversations, phone calls, and emails to the president. Are you understanding how important the Secretary of State's job is?
Yes.
And Hillary Clinton has a private server, and talking about that, there's people died because of that server. One, for sure, Iranian asset went through her unprotected server, which there's evidence of it going directly in real time to the Communist Chinese Party, the CCP. So she's got a private server, and let me tell you why they're all a fritter. She had incidentally, the President of the United States, Obama, there were plenty of reports about him having a private email address, not a .gov, President, White House, .gov, right? Talking to her on the server. And it's totally unprotected. And why did she have a private server? Oh, I got it. Yeah, because she was taking treasonous bribes through her unprotected private server to her global charity fraud. And they're all in on it. And they're protecting her. And they're protecting themselves. And this is why you think, how will you get all these people to commit one felony after another, obstruction of justice and fraud and, you know, in this case, alleged murder by Biden and Obama. And it's just unbelievable. You know, you had also that there's evidence that they let Benghazi go because there are some people that wanted our ambassador to die because he was complaining about the gun running from Benghazi to Syria through Turkey. Okay? And so you hear it, this is another story that the mainstream media is not covering. And that is Brennan's own notes that lay out the scam and the other declassified information where Comey, I think, perjured himself. I don't know. I don't remember. You don't remember them telling you that this was a total scam? You signed multiple spy warrants using this information that came from Hillary Clinton. And the only people that were conspiring with the Russians were the Obama administration and the Hillary campaign and the DNC?
I got a question.
That's not a story, though. Hey, y'all, that's not a story. That's not a story for the New York Times and the Wall Street Journal and NBC News and CBS News and ABC News. You know, the propaganda. Give me a break. You know, the journalists, right?
I have a question, though, for you. I mean, I agree with everything that you're saying. You know, so, you know, this isn't my question is, though, why? I mean, we know all this information we had for 4 years. Why has it come down to months to the election in order for things to be declassified?
Well, let's start with the first 2 years. Jeff Sessions, I'm going to recuse myself. I'm recusing myself. He is the reason why. This is what I don't like about Q. Trust Sessions. Trust the plan. Really? Trust the plan? The plan to what? To eviscerate the President of the United States using a scam, sham, whole total deal? Why wasn't he investigating that whole scam, sham? He was totally available to investigate that.
Yeah.
He could have investigated that separately, whether or not that Hillary Clinton provided the dossier and whether they were conspiring. You know, that they were investigating one thing with a Mueller report. He was a Russian asset. Well, how about you take the other side of the coin, though, Jeff? There's nothing stopping him from that. But Jeff Sessions helped the deep state try to impeach the president and try to impugn the president. Jeff Sessions, you know, what the first day in office, I'm going to be accused myself. You should have quit, you douchebag, you weasel. And the president fired him the day after the midterm elections, the day after the in 2018 midterm election, fired him. And then endorsed his candidate, Tuberville, down in Alabama because he's trying to get his seat back. And then told him to his, at that time, I don't know, 85 million Twitter followers. And then told his 85 million Twitter followers and put out there that Sessions should quit the GOP primary and let Tuberville, you know, go unopposed. Nope. So that's how much he liked Sessions. He called Sessions his biggest mistake, his worst hire in office. Jeff Sessions.
Yeah.
He almost called the president. They were going to use that to take the president down. This is a Jeff Sessions. Trust the plan, Q. Yeah, right. Okay. Go away. Go away. That was a big miss.
Yeah.
So there's 2 years, and then we get, Barr in there, and, you know, the other, what's his name? Not Huber. Huber's a waste of time. Just closed this investigation down into Hillary Clinton and John Durham. And, you know, so I guess the first 6 months or so flew off. And, you know, they could have had charges. Would they have been done with those cases? There's a couple of schools of thought. A, and which is maybe the most obvious, hey, Bill Barr is nothing more than a deep state, poser. He's with the Bushes. The Bushes are voting for the Bidens. The Bushes are voting. They voted for Hillary. There's a whole bunch of never Trumper, you know, evil globalist, anti America treasonous weasels that are trying to get, the guy that he and his son went over to China got $1.5 billion, Biden, and was using the State Department as nothing but a kickback scheme. But so did they make a decision to say, oh, how long will this case take? And, you know, ultimately it goes all the way up to Obama and Biden. Now, they have tacitly given them immunity, Obama and Biden, according to some interviews with some FBI people, but it's not in writing. It's not hard and fast. And it sure looks like they're dragging their feet to after the election to see if they can steal it. And boy, this Ruth Bader Ginsburg thing is the fly in the ointment, because they're going to get Amy Coney Barrett in there, and that's going to be the showstopper for election fraud. Because I guarantee you, there are going to be that some of this stuff is going to go all the way to the Supreme Court. I think the Trump campaign, I've said that it's going to be a blowout. So therefore, the voting cheating, cheat by mail, and all the ballots in the trash, and all this other stuff going on every week. You got somebody engaging in voter fraud, or you're finding mostly Trump voter ballots in the trash, or thrown away, or whatever. It's going on all the time. You're seeing Project Veritas, what their stories and what they're uncovering. It's just it's unbelievable. And so, and the reason why the cheating is off the charts is because I think the Trump win is going to be off the charts. Now, cheating usually only works when you got a tight race and you can cheat them in. And that's why it didn't work with Hillary, and Project Veritas exposed that at the time, that they had Bob Cramer. He spent at least 4 dozen dives to the White House to the White House. Project Veritas and Cramer ended up quitting and I guess sleeking off someplace. But there's no question he was at the White House 4 dozen times at least, and so they thought they could just cheat her in. Well, they couldn't, and it wasn't close. I mean, it was a big, and now I think it's less close. I think there's more black people that have seen Donald Trump. I think there's more Hispanic people. I think there's more Democrats with all the violence. I think there's a lot of people that aren't real happy with the Democrat Party. How can you be? You look at, the polls, he's up by 14 points. I think that's a farce. I think that's the same junk they were pulling with Hillary Clinton. And you go to his rallies, he got, what did he get to this last week, a dozen? No, excuse me, he got 10 people there, and there were 24 reporters. So there were more press there for Biden's event than there was people, with him.
That's true.
I mean,
that's
you got
true.
People waiting 9, 10, 15 a day, 24, 36 hours out in the elements, waiting to get a seat to get into a Trump rally at an airport.
That's true.
So I don't know how, I think that the Democrats have already given up on. They're not going to stop Amy Coney Barrett. I mean, here she's riffing on them. They got their notes and their little sayings and their sound bites. And, John Cornyn, Senator Cornyn said, are you reading off anything? No, she pulls up a blank piece of paper. And what does it say? Does it say anything there? Yes, yeah, says U.S. Senate. Oh, so you're just doing it off the top of your head. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, can you imagine her coming out with the power of prayer, that I believe in the power of prayer? Oh, my gosh. That's like throwing, holy water on the Wicked Witch of the West. That's like pushing a vampire out into the sun. Can you believe she said that she believes in the power of prayer? And that she doesn't want to legislate from the bench, and that she doesn't want to have laws the way she thinks they should be, but interprets the laws the way they are.
Well, Greg, I want to add one thing here. I'm sorry. I just want to say one thing. It had to be embarrassing to be a candidate for president of the United States to hold a rally and 10 people show up. That had to be very embarrassing.
Hey, Hillary Clinton could get people to show up. Now, she still was not near, she still had to get Jay-Z and Beyonce to put on a free concert to get, to pack the house like Trump. But still, she would get more than a few people. Now, Tim Kaine didn't get, many people to come. I mean, they were, here he came to Greensboro, and they shot this low-angle shot of his rear end, looking up. Why? Because they didn't want to show that there was, 10 people there. Tim Kaine, the senator, running mate for vice president. So, but this is Kamala and Joe. How in the world do they think, they're forecasting he's going to win? And then they're saying the more Democrats have voted early than the Republicans. Well, how do you know who they're voting for? 20% of the attendees in his, that they just had up in, Minnesota? Was it Minnesota? Was it Duluth? The rally in Duluth had 20% were Democrats?
Yes.
And that wasn't Democrats with bags of urine and feces. That was Democrats that were at the rally. That wasn't Antifa and Black Lives Don't Matter. When I say Black Lives Don't Matter, they don't matter to Black Lives Matter. They don't matter.
That's
they
true.
Don't care.
That's
we
true.
Had, what,
That's true.
75, 50, 60, 40 every weekend. We got 40, 50 people shot, but mostly all black.
Yep,
and my murdered.
Blacks. Yes.
right? And anybody worried about that? Not really. That's why I'm saying black lives don't matter. Those lives don't matter.
That's true.
So, anyway, but I'm saying that what you're seeing is the biggest psyop in history. This is the biggest psychological operation that you've ever seen, and there's as many lies, flat-out lies out there that you have as lies by omission. I mean, you got the president retweeting that the vice president and the president allegedly murdered SEAL Team 6 to shut him up. He puts it out to 87 million Twitter followers, and you get crickets from the propaganda media. Nobody's even questioning it. Why?
Because it's true.
Because it's true? I don't know. Because they don't want to touch it. Why? I mean, you could surely embarrass the president if you put that tinfoil hat stuff out there. Couldn't you?
You would think that'd be one of the biggest stories. I mean, if he was lying, that would make the news immediately.
That would eject him right out of the White House. He would be done.
Amazing. Amazing.
This is amazing. I want to talk, you probably have to hit a commercial pretty soon, but I do want to talk about some financial stuff. And one of them, well, before we do that, the declassified FBI spreadsheet exposes Steele dossier farce, media reports on FBI reports of media reports. In other words, remember me telling you about that the Strzok and Page, and Peter Strzok was the deputy counterintelligence FBI agent, the number two for counterintelligence. Lisa Page, this wasn't no office girl, some secretary. She was the attorney for the number two, Andrew McCabe, who actually was the FBI director, the acting FBI director for a short amount of time, Andrew McCabe. Okay?
True, yep.
And they were texting together about the, quote, media leak strategy, end quote. The media was in on this. And then you're saying this declassified FBI spreadsheet exposes Steele dossier farce, media reports on FBI reports of media reports. It's a circular firing squad. It was the media the wrap-up smear. Remember that, Nancy Pelosi talking about it? You know, we put it out there to the media, and then they regurgitate it, and then we bring it up like, oh, that's in the media. So the FBI plants the story. The media talks about the story. Then the FBI brings up the media. Then the media reports on the FBI bringing up. You understand what I'm saying? This is how they got the dossier. They were using that as, well, here are some media stories about the. Here's some more proof. This is the media stories. Media stories that the FBI planted to the media. That's what they're including in the and in getting the to the judge, to the FISA court judges. And why is it John Roberts, who supposedly oversees the FISA court, why isn't he up in arms firing people over this? Why isn't he telling the FBI to bring a lawsuit, to press criminal charges on the people that defrauded his court? The foreign intelligence, FISA, the Foreign Affairs Intelligence.
Hey, Greg, we're heading into the break. You were right, it was here. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Please stay tuned.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom here with Pastor Butch Paul and Mr. Greg Hunter, USAWatchdog.com. And I'm again, Greg, I'm just going to let you, because, you know, we continue to talk through the break, and I'm going to let you pick up where you would like to pick up.
Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, that's the FISA court, which was created by the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. The FISA Act, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. So what do we get out of that? The FISA court. You know, we have a court, and we won't spy on Americans unless we're sure. We got tons of backup. That's what they broke so many laws with this whole deal. And so, you know, that's that. And why in the heck isn't John Roberts, who is the Supreme Court Justice, the head of the Supreme Court, the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, why isn't he initiating the FBI to the FBI? You need to arrest these people. They defrauded my court. They used phony documents paid for by one of the other candidates to spy on the president, the presidential candidate, the candidacy of Donald Trump, and all of his people. And then after he became president, they spied on him. And so now we know with all the documents, again, it was made up to take the heat off Hillary Clinton's server. She suggested it. The president knew about it. The FBI, President Obama, knew about it. The CIA director, in his own handwriting, said so. Everybody else knew about it. Everybody else knew it was a scam. They were all in it. It was a giant conspiracy that involved foreign governments, incidentally, and the State Department, the DOJ, the FBI, the NSA, the CIA, the White House. So, you know, will anybody go to jail? Well, did they make a calculated plan to say, you know, if we started this, let's say, Jeff Sessions tied him up for 2 years, okay? He had the whole Mueller thing tied. So we don't even start until November of 18, the uncontested, basically the where the House is lost, the Senate is gained by the Republicans, the president wasn't up for grabs. Well, they lost 2 years. So it'll take, what's his name, John Durham, you know, a good 4, 5, 6 months to get this, to figure out what they got going on. And then if they bring a case, then what happens? When is this going to be done? Oh, and every one of these cases is going to point to Obama and Biden. So that's one school of thought I have there. And the other school of thought is, well, Paul is just dragging his feet. After all, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was murdered, and it's just a comedy of errors. You know, no video. The guards were sleeping. I was in a Supermax prison. And he ended up killing himself on the second try. So, you know, I don't know, man. I don't know. Was this a calculated deal? Did they not want to bring this, knowing full well? And then the Democrats would be saying, oh, you're using the FBI and the DOJ to persecute your political enemies, even though they are worthy of being persecuted because they broke tons of laws and committed treason and took bribes and have all kinds of fraud and rip-offs and dishonest grafts and kickbacks, and their families getting money from China. Of course, they're worthy of that, but, you know. So the long and short of it is, do I think anybody's going to go to jail? If William Barr is fired like Jeff Sessions the day after, or 2 or 3 days after, President figured out, I think they're going to know it in short order. And here's why. So, hold on. I'll tell you why he's going to know in short order in just a minute. So if he fires Barr, then you know, then they're going to get a new attorney general, and all these people are going to go to jail. Or if he doesn't fire Barr, and Barr puts the pedal to the metal, then you know that's a real deal. That supposedly some of the FBI agents have already given they've already said that there's a tacit immunity deal with Biden and Obama. I don't know. So there's nothing in writing, nothing you could hold up and say, well, here's the deal, you know. So there's nothing of that, but that could all change if Barr's fired. So I don't know. And so, but here's what I do. Here's what I think. I think it's going to be I've already called it back in September, actually September 11th of 2020. And my title said Trump blowout. Okay, so I think it's going to be a blowout. I think it's going to be a blowout. Trump supporters are going to vote in person. Their ballots are going to count. Now, all these mail-in ballots and all this crazy stuff, and then the fights over, you know, well, we can count the ballots 10 days afterwards, and that I don't know about it. I think a lot of that's going to get completely kiboshed, if not just not make it. Just get lost in the mail or stuff thrown away or, you know, whatever. And then I think it's going to be a blowout because, you know, triple the black population is going to vote for Trump, at least according to Leo Terrell in polls. Maybe four times it'd be from 8% to 16%, 24% of the black vote. Oh, my gosh. Latinos are already voting for Trump. Independent voters, Democrats. I mean, this is going to be a blowout. The cheating's going to try to thwart that. That's why it's in your face, because they know it's such a big blowout that the cheating has to be in your face. This is why they're doing all the crazy stuff they're doing. But and Barrett is going to be the blocker on the cheating when it goes to the Supreme Court, because they will have a 6-3. And you may get John Roberts going, well, I'm not going to go down in flames. At least I want to try to salvage my reputation here, and I'm going to go vote with the 6-3, you know, a court on the Constitution. Although, you know, Obamacare wasn't constitutional. Here was gay marriage. That should have been a state by state thing. That wasn't constitutional. But okay, they made some laws. So the long and short of it is, it's going to come down to Joe Biden. She's going to look at this and say, okay, wow, election night, woo, we got blown out in Michigan and Wisconsin, where they burned all that stuff down. And we got killed in everywhere. We got killed in Pennsylvania. We're getting killed.
Let me ask you a question.
And so she's going to look at this and go, okay, so wait, now Jill, Hillary Clinton's going to call her and say, Jill, you can't let Joe concede. You can't let him concede. And Jill's going to say to Hillary, so wait a minute now. So we're down by 15 points here and 12 points here and 18 points here and 10 points here. We're down by tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of votes in every state. And you're telling me, Hillary, not to concede, and that I'm going to depend on the lawyers and the cheating. That's right. They're going to throw away her husband like a meat. And look what the president just retweeted. Joe Biden and Obama conspired to put the hit on a storied military unit, SEAL Team 6. What?
Well, let me ask you a question, Greg. I think you're right.
She's going to make a deal. She's going to say, wait a minute, call the White House. Donald, this is Joe Biden. Joe's right here. Joe's going to do what I tell him to. Because, listen, they're not going to be able to come and say, oh, Joe's totally with it. And then on November 4th say, oh, no, Joe's out of his mind. We ran a complete vegetable. They can't do that. And so she's going to say to the president, we'll concede right now. We'll march out in the next 15 minutes, and we'll concede. Because if they concede, it's over. I don't care how many lawyers you have. I don't care how many cheating you have. I don't care what you got. It's over. And if you promise not to go after Joe and me, because she's got all this grant, and not claw back all this money, you know, like the $1.5 billion in China and everything else, and the hits on him, I mean, she's going to end up, you know, living in a mobile home, you know, eating TV dinners. And she's going to, at the zenith of her leverage, and that's we'll concede if you promise to shield Joe.
Well, one question, if you don't mind, we're getting our times quickly here. And I think you're right. I think Trump's going to just tear it up, no doubt about it. I mean, I was just telling Mel this today. I travel some here in the state where I live in West Virginia. I've seen one Biden Harris bumper sticker, not one yard sign, not anything, nothing, basically nothing. But when Trump does blow him out of the water, what's going to happen in society with all this hate that's going on right now?
Well, then listen, president controls the army, controls the Homeland Security, he controls the police are backing him, then the gloves come off.
That's
It could get ugly. Yes, it could get ugly.
Yes,
I know, but listen, better to get ugly with the president in the White House than it get ugly with Kamala, you know, with Pelosi using the 25th Amendment, which she wants to use it on Trump. Like, you know, that's stupid. That's not going to work. So I think she might be setting it up so they can immediately institute, remove Joe Biden. I mean, but if the charges come, they're not going to be able to say, oh, yeah, Joe's nuts. He's not in his right mind. Oh, wait, so on the November 3rd, before he lost, he was great. He was crystal clear. And on November 4th or 5th or 6th, whenever you find out, I suspect you'll find out in the first 3 days, oh, he's nuts. That ain't going to work. He's going to go to jail. He's going to go to trial. That ain't going to work. So,
unless he stays in the basement.
Well, I mean, this is what they have. I mean, think about what they have. So you're going to say that you're going to start burning some more stuff down if you lose, and we're supposed to do what? Oh, we're going to turn power over to you. Please stop burning things down. That's when the shooting starts, I think.
That's it. Yes, I think you're right.
I'm not advocating people to go out and shoot anybody, but you just had this Trump supporter with a can of spray that slapped some security guard, which is really Antifa, and I can't believe KGMH. I believe that's who it is, Channel 9. Because I played for a job up there one time, and they hired this guy. He's a security guard. What? And they're working with this agitator, this Antifa BLM agitator, and they're filming this. What? Excuse me? And he shot a guy in the face after slapping him. That's murder. He's got a can of bear spray, and you pull out a handgun and shoot him in the head. Stop. So they're not thinking this through. I mean, they thought all this fire and all this anger and all this stuff would blow back. Look, it's Donald Trump causing all this. No, people didn't see it that way. That's not, it backfired. It was like, no, this is the crazy Democrats. So you're talking about a backlash. You know, this happened with the Nixon administration. Remember the Nixon? They had all these riots with the Democrats and the riots in the '68 and the Summer of Love and all these people in '68, and the Watts riots. Who won? Richard Milhouse Nixon.
That's
Law
true.
And Order. I tell you what the Woodward and Bernstein did to him, they owe him an apology. You know, when he sat out there and said, I'm not a crook, he wasn't a crook. He was not a crook. He was paranoid because he didn't want the election stolen away like Kennedy did and the Democrats in 1960. But he wasn't a crook. But anyway, so it's going to be, it could get dicey, it could get funky. I mean, the Democrats could try to call in the Chinese, they could try to call in Chinese operatives. I mean, China, there's no secret that China is endorsing Joe Biden. I mean, you have six, and here's another one. I mean, you have CBS News, the home of, pinnacle of journalism, 60 Minutes, Edward R. Murrow. And they said, oh, hey, the Taliban endorses Donald Trump. And the Taliban comes out and says, we did not endorse Donald Trump. I mean, they're not even a news organization. This is a propaganda outfit. I mean, the people they hire, yeah, I'll commit the propaganda. I'll look the other way. I'll report all kinds of terrible stuff about this crazy president. It's my duty to get rid of him. That's what they think, these reporters. That's what they're told. They're not reporters. You're like a meat puppet, a sock puppet. Somebody's got their hand up the back of your shirt talking for you. So, but that's I still think it's gonna be a blowout. It's gonna be a blowout, and the in-person voting is gonna be stunning. It's gonna be stunning because the Democrats are all hiding. We're gonna vote by mail, and there's no enthusiasm. There's no enthusiasm, and the other thing, these polls where Biden's up by 14 points. What happens if Democrats see this and go, I don't need to vote? He's up by 14 points. I don't want to risk going to the polls. I'm not going to fill out this. He's up. They keep telling me he's up. He's killing it. Right?
Yep.
I mean, the good Lord, he could do whatever he wants. You know, when you don't believe in the truth, he can give you a grand delusion, right? The truth, I'm the truth, I'm the way, right? I'm telling you this, you know, Pastor, I mean, you know, but you know what I'm saying. This is, and the delusion's never good for you. Let me tell you something.
True. Absolutely. Well, I think it's going to be very contentious.
I want to talk about this real quick. I know I'm almost out of time, but I just want to talk about this real quick, just real quick. The state of Illinois is tapping the lender of last resort, the Fed. They are just about a failed state. I mean, this is unbelievable that the state of Illinois is now tapping the Fed to float themselves. I mean, this is a sign of our times. It's unbelievable. I drive through there all the time, and you know they don't mow the. I used to mow the highways and the fences. Now it's maybe one mower length. You know, you get the trees now as big as your forearm, where it used to be grass. They can't even afford to mow their highways. When you go through 64, you can't. They don't even. You know, this is unbelievable. Desperate Illinois to borrow from Fed's lender of last resort facility for a second time. Do you think California's going to tap that? How about New York? I mean, New York is imploding. These states are imploding. Their tax receipts, their confiscation is imploding.
Yes, they are. And they're all run by Democrats and liberals.
It's unbelievable. And that's what this fight is, just so people know. You know, Nancy wanted $3.4 billion, which was, I don't know, she wanted a trillion just to rebuild the stuff they burnt down, right? But then she went down to $2.4 trillion, and she wanted $500 billion to rebuild the stuff they allowed to be burnt down, told the cops to stand down and villainize the police, which is crazy and completely unfair and evil. Anyway, so that's what this fight's about. But now they're down to $1.8 trillion or $500 million standalone deal, and they're going to let Nancy turn it down. But anyway, thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Greg, and maybe you'll come back November 4th after the election.
Yes.
But put that on your schedule, and we'll be here, and I hope the listeners will be too. But we'll also be back tomorrow, so please make sure you join us. And again, thank you for joining us today. Good night, and God bless. If I got me a wealthy man.